big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jumpin' and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Well, yeah, she said wawa, among other things she said, and that was the Squires on Mambo Records from April 1955, and the title was Doobie Doobie Wop Wop. That's the title of it, the Squires. West Coast, of course. It is now March 31st, 2016, and you have WRSU-FM New Brunswick on your dial or your device or whatever it is. And my name is Lou Rollo, and I'm just so happy to have you here for another, oh, let's see, we got about 56 more minutes of vocal group harmony like that one by the Squires. And let's go to New York City, September 1956. Here's one we all know and love, the Valentines on Rama with Story of Love.
Boom, 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 boom.
me tell you what he feels.
I said, darling, are you?
Good start tonight, and the story of love by the Valentines, Richard Bayer. What a great recording. Of course, everything the Valentines did is fantastic. September of 56, and right after that, from 1958, on the MRB label, the Sedates. So you just got sedated, and that song was called I Found. And just now, cut number three, side A on the, let's see, the Imperials featuring Little Anthony LP on vinyl. We just heard from 1959, Cha Cha Henry. I don't know who's singing lead on that. I'm not even sure who's singing background on that, but it's Little Anthony Imperials. All right, moving right along. Out to the West Coast, several things tonight on the flip label, by the way. This one from May of 1959 by a guy named Jimmy Smith, backed up by the uncredited great female group called the Lockettes. And we're going to hear I Cry and Cry Every Night.
Yeah.
something kind of odd by Wee Willie Weaver and an uncredited group on the Tandy label out of New York City, West 57th Street, it says on the label. Now, it's probably 1965. I looked up, I researched Wee Willie Wayne. He had a record in 1955. So I thought when I saw 1965 for this one, I said, that can't be right. But it is right, I tell you why, because on the record it gives the address to the place and a phone number with an area code. So that didn't happen until the 60s, didn't happen in the 50s. So there it was, 1965, Wee Willie Weaver, You're Gonna Be So Glad. And it was Jimmy Smith backed up by the uncredited Lockettes on Flip from May of 59, I Cry and Cry Every Night. Now, many of you know who Grady Chapman is, the lead singer, basically known as the lead singer of the Robins. And after the Robins split up into the Coasters and on, Grady Chapman continued his career singing with a Robins group and as a single artist backed up by a group. And I'm going to give you one of each right now. First, as a single artist backed by a female trio on Night Records, October of 1958, going to hear Grady Chapman, that's all that gets credited on the label, and Say You Will Be Mine. Then right after that, we're going to hear The Robins, which is really Grady Chapman and I don't know who, from a month earlier, September 1958, and Quarter to 12. But right now, here is Grady Chapman and group, and Say You Will Be Mine.
Quarter to 12.
Oh,
This is Jay Johnson, bass of Nolan Strong and the Diablos. You're listening to the Big Beef Show.
Bobby, can you write a call tonight? Bobby, are you just getting over a fresh cold?
Huh?
Were you just getting over a fresh cold now?
Yeah.
I'll just go and open up next week.
When our love had its start, it reached to heaven when you gave me your heart. Then you told a lie and my dreams fell apart, just like a house of cards. Don't you remember you promised to be true? Your love with someone new. Oh, how you hurt me and broke my heart in two. Just like a house of cards. I was the king and you were my queen. We were a the house of cards.
Not just the house of cards.
All right, let me tell you what we just heard in that set. We'll start back up at the top. Grady Chapman and a female trio on Knight Records. That's K-N-I-G-H-T. October. That's O-C-T. No, never mind. October 1958. And Say You Will Be Mine. Not bad. Then, of course, Quarter to 12, a fairly well-known record by the Robins, which, of course, was Grady Chapman and whoever else was around with him at the time. Knight Records, September 1958. Now, this something was just an unreleased cut by Bobby Mansfield, who the lead of the Wrens. Now, it's supposed to be the Wrens there backing them up on that thing called House of Cards, which was recorded for Rama in May 1956. But some of the Wrens didn't show up, but some of the Valentines, apparently, this is the way the story goes, some of the Valentines were there, so they filled in. So it was Bobby Mansfield, maybe one or two of the Wrens, and one or two of the Valentines with House of Cards. It was worth it, whoever they were. I got let's see. Last week, as I recall, the opening song I played I couldn't tell you who. I thought it was Hollywood Flames, the Flames, the Four Flames. Remember that? And the title on the CD was "Cry Till My Baby Comes Home." I got a note today from Tony D'Ambrosio, telling me that the CD is mislabeled, and what I played was Crying for My Baby from 1952 on the Unique label, okay? And Bobby Bird is on lead there, okay? So there you go. It's the flip side of Tabarin by the Four Flames.
Yeah. talking about a woman.
If that sounded like a Lieber and Stoller record to you, that's because it was a Lieber and Stoller record by the Coasters called Talking About a Woman on the King label from April of 1972. That's when the Coasters had been, they did Love Potion number 9, etc. That was called Talking About a Woman by the Coasters. I think that was Earl Carroll doing most of the lead there. And ahead of that on Flip Records, January 1956, The Sweet Teens and Forevermore. Now we're going to, that was 1972. Let's go back if this CD is going to work for me. Let's see. 1946, July of 1946 was the date of issue, and it was recorded in May of that year. The Delta Rhythm Boys, May 17th, by the way, for those who are writing it down. The Delta Rhythm Boys on Decca, and this is called Walk It Off.
If the blues take you for a ride and you're feeling fit to be tied, there's a remedy that can be applied. Walk it off.
Walk it off.
If the one you love flies the coop and your heart is knocked for a loop, you can conquer much more if you don't stoop. Walk it off.
Walk it off. What's the good of sitting and moping?
Why be so confused?
Take yourself out in the open.
'Cause the more you sit, the more you get bruised. And what's the diff if you're past your teens and you haven't got ways or means? Get the logio laid out of your jeans. Walk it off.
Walk it off. Your vine and your garden grows out of line, and the sun in the sky don't give a shine. Walk it off. Brother, walk it off.
If the chick you date starts to tease when you want that kiss, need that squeeze,
if you don't wanna know about birds and bees, I'll walk it off.
Brother, walk it off. What's the good of sitting and moping? Why be so confused? Take yourself out in the open. 'Cause the more you sit, the more you get bruised.
When your grooving says time for bed and your weary bones feel like lead, but you haven't a place to lay your head, walk it off.
Walk it off.
Say, listen, brother, just walk it off.
Just hung up the telephone. I've heard all about you. Your new boyfriend couldn't wait to tell me that you and I are through. Don't try to spill my feelings, just get.
the big sounds. Listen, we're going to send out some dedications. It's number one this week. Top of the heap, cream of the crop, pick of the pack. Number one and moving higher all the time.
You can hold me and scold me until I cry. You can school me and rule me like no other guy. You can tease me and squeeze me with all of your might. Even me. But when you are near me, how can I go on? You can take me and make me all over again.
Okay, get up off the floor. Get up off the floor. Okay, dust yourself off a little bit. Breathe deep, and I'll tell you what that was after you breathed a few breaths. I'm going to go over the other ones first. Okay, sit down on the couch. We heard the Delta Rhythm Boys on Decca from July of 46 with Walk It Off. Then in the middle, January 1965 on the Landa label. We just heard Get Out by Harold Melvin. And the Blue Notes, Get Out. And just now, an acapella from a practice session that the Nutmegs were famous for practice sessions, weren't they? This one was really unreleased till about 1970 on the Night Train label, acapella. That was the Nutmegs with one of the members, Coco Tyson's sister, Bertha, singing lead on that one. Take Me and Make Me. So she was at least one of the rehearsal sessions there. With the Nutmegs, and I thought you'd like to hear that. Take Me and Make Me by the Nutmegs on Night Train from 1970. All right, next thing, you know, you go through my records once in a while, see what do I have, and why do I have this, and what's on this album, and what's on that. I go, why do I have this album? I said, all right, let me play something on here, and there's a really nice cut on this album. I'm not going to tell you who it is, though. I want you to think about it until after we play a set of two, okay? Came out in 1982 on the Ambient Sound label. This is surprisingly good, if in my opinion. And this is Try the Impossible.
Try the impossible. Try to understand the way I feel about you. Try the incredible. For in trying, all of my dreams might come true. I really mean it when I tell you I'll be at your beck and call. Tell me you want me, and our love will conquer.
Try the impossible. can't you see the light? Even little things you fail to, can't erase the fact I still love you. Won't you try to realize my love?
Baby, how about that one? The Intervals on Irma Records from September of 1959, and Tried to Realize, The Intervals. And just ahead of that, on Ambient Sound from 82, Try the Impossible by Randy and the Rainbows. That's right, they had their own album out, and I somehow found it in my collection. Gonna get rid of it, or trade it, or sell it, or chuck it, or make a lamp out of it, or something, as I played it. And that was on there, so not a bad version of Try the Impossible.
Oh, why, oh, why?
time to finish up. We just have time for the Dukes on Flip from April of 1959. We're going to hear the Dukes with I Love You. Thanks very much for listening. May harmony be with you, and good night.
I love you. Yes, I need you. Loving.